The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We are all together, while through the magic of the internet, and through the internet we have Scott Passarella, king of the internet, internet of kings, on the
piano. We have Brett Morris, fretter of internet, and internet of frets.
Interfret.
Very
Brett
good.
On the interfrets.
He may have played. We'll never know.
And we'll tell you why in a second. And then also we have Dana Wickens in the vicinity of the Stickens. Dana in the sort of sticks that are the ones of the ones and zeros of the binary that is the internet.
Very good.
That sort of makes up everything. Thank you. We have entered what Jess and I have decided to call Off Book 3.5.
Okay, so Off Book 1, the classic Off Book. We're
love
doing
it.
What you know and hopefully you love.
It's in the past. We can't go back. We can only move forward. Off Book 2.
Off Book 2 is Off Book Undercovers. That starts with Manzoukas in the studio and gives us our lovely water birth into the episodes we were able to do during quarantine. And then we were like, we done with these. We gotta get back to storytelling.
We got Off Book 3. Off Book 3 with an app that hasn't quite figured it out yet, but getting so close. Narrative, but over the internet, Off Book 3 did crash a lot while we were doing it. It was very hard. Thank you, Off Book 3. We have now done a patch upgrade to Off Book. We have reached Off Book 3.5.
So Off Book 3.5 is using a different internet app that isn't as perfect if the first one was perfect, but the first one was not perfect.
So, but this one is much more consistent. So even though Jess and I cannot hear each other in sort of real time, we are always behind the same amount and it doesn't crash, and that's good. But that means for Brett to play along with Scott, Brett has just muted himself and is playing a little concert for only him, and we hear Scott so that Brett doesn't mess us up by being...
He's playing in a cave for him and Dana, and we'll hear it someday.
We'll hear it later. But
very
this
much
is
like Plato's The Cave. You go in, you ask some questions.
You see the shadow of someone playing guitar,
that's
but you
right.
never see them actually playing guitar.
It is wild, but we are here for it.
We are, as they do say in 2020, here for it. Jess, how are you doing?
I'm boy. How complicated.
That's a load. What a loaded question that is. To
that
be
question has
right
become massive.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my answer to that question.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone should be feeling a degree of bad right now, and that is okay. We're trying to move forward as a nation. It's going to hurt. That's all right. Let's just get
better.
Yeah,
that's right. I think that that's definitely true and definitely the point. So, but all things considered, I think that that's in the moments where I can remember to be grateful that that's I'm feeling that way because that's how I'm supposed to be feeling. I don't know if grateful is the right word. I think I feel correct about feeling uncomfortable. So then that's its own sort of piece is like, feel correct about feeling sad.
Yep. Sounds right. Oh, I forgot to mention off book still brought to you by Woodbert, the wooden frog. What sound does the wooden frog make? Maybe we'll find out today. Maybe not. Who
probably
knows?
Not.
Then it's important to take parts of the past with you as you go forward. That sounds more like a metaphor than it was meant to be.
really, we just want to say we'll probably, hopefully, get back into the studio and this
we'll
frog
keep
will stay.
Playing the wooden frog is the sort of point. Have I told the story about this wooden frog ever?
No.
So this is a, my wife, Nicole, and I were walking around the neighborhood.
I'm sorry, your wife.
My wife. Thank you. Sorry.
We're the only podcast that does that, right?
Yeah. Yes. But you have to say it in the voice. You have to say your wife. Well, and by the voice, I mean your voice.
Yeah. So my joke is that I just say, oh, your wife?
Your wife. Borat minus Borat is very good. And Borat has never been funnier, I think. We were walking around the neighborhood and we were hearing these like croaking sounds that sound like, man, I wish I had something that could emulate the sounds of what it sounds like, but I don't. Anyway, imagine a croaking sound and that's what it sounded like. And I was like, I think these are ravens because ravens make croaking noises and crows make a different noise. Anyway. And I was like, it also sounds like the noise those wooden frogs make. And Nicole was like, what the hell are you talking about?
She was like, what sound does the wooden frog make?
She was like, what sound does the wooden frog make? We'll never know. But she was actually like, what the hell are you talking about? Wooden frogs. I was like, yeah, you know those wooden frogs that you see in like airport stores and weird like touristy boutiques? And she's like, I've never heard of these. These aren't a thing. They don't exist. And then she, I guess, found one somewhere and got one for me for some, must have been a holiday, as I'm going to say.
What a great move done by your wife.
My wife, Yaka Shamash, my name of Borat. Remember.
That's a great tale.
Thanks.
I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
It always feels, I'm not an amazing gift giver. I'm a little inconsistent. Like, I'm the type of gift giver who, sometimes I just... knock it out of the park. I remember that you said something and I hold it away and then, you know, but I just don't always have the goods, you know?
And sometimes sometimes it's hard to follow up. I keep a notes app for that exact thing where if someone says something that is a gift, I'll then go back and try to find it. But sometimes I wait too long. For example, under you, at one point you said you wanted like a T-Rex sweatshirt from some website. I can't find the app. It's on there right there. But it was a T-Rex sweatshirt, not threadless, but something. And then by the time I went to look for it, it was gone.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So you never got that from me. So
but
you're welcome.
I got
so
this
you're
moment.
So you're welcome. Sometimes it's about the gifts you don't give, but you could have given, you know?
To an airport gift store. Oh no, I've been traveling for 2 weeks and I'm just thinking about what I'm gonna bring home to my mom. I was at lots of museums and lots of bazaars and I could have had this thought by far a lot sooner. Now here I am. What gift says I thought of you? What gift says that I thought of you? And I thought about you the whole time, not at the last minute, that's not true.
businessman back from a business trip afar. But I forgot to get a gift from my son. I forgot his birthday. How bizarre. And now I'm here in the airport, falling apart at the seams. Oh, look, it's my savior of the day, an airport vending machine. But what gift says I thought of you? That are so close to the airport.
What gift says I thought of you? What gift says I thought of you?
Maybe just a pack of Mentos. No, that won't do.
I guess I could just pick anything from this vending machine. I'm sure he'll like it. Or maybe I should get this from the gift store next
to
the
vending. Can I help
you? Oh, hello. Yes. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Do you work at this vending machine or at this store next to the vending machine? What's... Ooh. Is that cloak? Is that cloak your uniform? For the... I'm sorry,
this?
I just need to... Yes,
oh, this traveling coat?
Yeah, also, is it... Sorry, are the bottoms of it made of smoke? It seems like the bottoms of it are made of smoke.
Who,
I'm sorry.
Me? Who, this cloak and this coat? Well, I'm wearing a traveling cloak
get
on
down
top
here.
Of my coat.
Get down here. I can't talk to you if you're floating 3 feet in the air. Please come down. I'm sorry.
I'm heard so
the
sorry.
I missed the last thing you said.
I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right. Can you help me? I'm looking for a gift for my son.
Oh, a gift for your son. And here's what I've seen. You've chosen to take it from a vending machine.
Well, that's the thing. I was sort of in between trying to choose between the vending machine and this, what is this called? Indescribable musings. In this airport gift store, indescribable musings.
Ah.
Do you work at the... Is the vending machine part of the store?
Oh, the vending machine. Oh, yes, it should. It features products and local goods from artists from this town you're in. Where should you start? Where to begin? Oh, B4. It's a wood magnet.
A wooden
magnet? It's a wooden magnet. It's sort of a magnet that's been etched in wood.
I can see that, but it's about sort of local landmarks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I should have introduced myself. My name's Chevin. Hello.
Ha, 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 ha.
You've laughed a lot, but you haven't told me your name. And honestly, I feel like... I don't mean to be rude. Has anyone ever called you a witch?
Hmm.
Has anyone ever called you a sage? I don't know the words to describe what you are, but you're mystical, wise, and a bit strange. Does that make sense? I'm not trying to be rude.
No, I understand. Has anyone said to you, nothing good comes after saying, I'm not trying to be rude. I mean, maybe just don't try to say it, leave it alone.
Sure.
And navigate that moment and watch your tone.
Sure.
Has anyone ever
I
said
just
that to
don't
you?
Know how to describe a woman who's floating in air. But yeah, I'm fully hear you about, I don't mean to be rude. That is just totally fair.
But yes, I'm a witch.
Okay, good, yeah.
Yes, I am a witch.
I thought you
Sorry,
were.
Sorry, let me bring some clarity to the sitch. Yes, I am a witch. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. You're right. It, in a general circumstance, it would be, say, I don't mean to be rude, are you a witch? But it just, it was so specific. It was so, like, witch specific.
Honestly, like, I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. I just,
no,
it's
I
like,
don't think
it's
so.
It's one of those phrases. It's like when people try to apologize, but then they say, I'm sorry if you feel that way. And you're like, I think you're sort of missing the point.
I think if we're learning anything right now, though, is that people need to have a reaction to criticism that isn't just getting defensive
that
and
angry about
it.
That is so true.
It.
Please let it be equal to the amount of correction, which is probably just like, oh, cool, thank you for this teaching moment.
If we can't talk to each other, then what are we
what
doing?
Do we do? All, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing?
So this magnet in this... okay, so... As per stated, you are a witch.
That's right.
I just want to make sure that you are not guiding me towards, and again, this is all of my preconceptions of witches.
That's right.
But just that, like, I'm going to pick up an object and it's going to be a sort of monkey's paw thing where, like, I'm just trying to get a gift for my son. I don't want to, like, accidentally unleash some sort of curse. But I do think I'm so drawn to this wooden magnet. Before?
Before.
Before.
And what will it tell you? Oh, what is in store when you choose the magnet that is from before?
Well, let's see. I'll put in a coin and another coin and then $12 of coins. For it is $12 and this machine doesn't have a card slot, which is a bit annoying.
But yes, I am a witch.
Right.
Yes, I am a witch. That is what's happening. That is the sitch. Yes, I am a witch.
And now I have this magnet, a carving of a buffalo that says, thank you for visiting San Paulo, New Mexico. And I...
Hey, Kevin, come on. We're almost done with the treehouse. Come on, Kevin. Come on. Get up in the treehouse with me.
Okay. Wait a minute.
What's wrong? You look like you're changed and not the regular 10-year-old boy I hang out with.
No, wait. I was just going to say, I'm 10?
Yeah.
This is my
actually, I don't know. You might be 9 3/4.
Wait, what?
You might be 9 3/4.
Dustin?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
What year is it?
Let's see. It is 1981.
Whoa, 1981. Wait a minute. I remember this day. This is the day we went up in the treehouse.
Yeah.
The day
Wait, what
after
do you mean you remember
no-
this day?
I mean, it's just, oh boy, Chevin, you're in a real paradox now. Are you viewing the past? Can you change the past? Are you supposed to be learning lessons about the past? Why do you remember being a successful businessman? Was that the dream? And is this the reality? Or is this the dream? Last thing I remember, I touched a buffalo wooden magnet from San Paulo, New Mexico. Okay, I'm gonna say that this is the dream or the flashback. I'm either back in time or remembering. And my friend, Dustin, is just staring at me. Okay, good. So the things I'm doing aren't affecting the past. I'm just viewing the past. So I should just sort of jump into the past and see what sort of lessons the past has to teach me without talking about the fact that it's the past. That's what I'll do. Me, Chevin, and my friend, Dustin, on this very important treehouse day. Here we go!
Plank and board by board, you build yourself a little house that you never had before, and nail by nail, and some glue too. Treehouse, treehouse, we have a treehouse, treehouse, goes unseen.
Up here in the treehouse, the world feels like our oyster. For just a couple of rowdy boys to get into some boisterous action, like pirates and maybe kings. If you're looking to a portal to your childhood, a treehouse is the thing.
We have a treehouse.
Treehouse, we have a treehouse. Treehouse, we have a treehouse. Oh, Chevin, I was waiting for you to say, will you brave the walk to the creek with me? Will you catch a frog or maybe three? 'Cause I heard this noise and I've never.
Dustin, let's go. How would you describe the noise that you heard?
Oh, gosh. I wish I could ever describe it. It's sort of like maybe the sound that a raven makes, but not a crow.
Could you hear it from here?
Yes. And I could hear it from my bedroom.
Wow.
And I
could... Could you hear it? Could you hear it from the living room?
Yeah.
Could you hear it from the kitchen?
Yeah.
Could you hear it from the breakfast nook?
Yeah, I could. Basically, everywhere I looked, I could hear that noise.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. I hope that it happens while we're talking, and that way I can hear... Was that the noise?
It happened!
Oh, man. We
Did
got
you hear
that.
It?
Yeah, Justin. That was a noise like I've never heard before. It's like the sound a raven makes, but not a crow.
Yeah, I know that they're related, but they're not the same.
It's a difference between, I believe... Well, there's a couple differences. One... Ravens, well, let me tell you about it very briefly.
I don't know, it can be as long as you want.
Ravens fly over the sea. Crows don't fly over the sea. Ravens, they mostly go solo. And crows throw parties like every day's YOLO. Ravens make a noise like a frog. And crows make a voice different from a frog. Ravens, a group of them is not called a murder. A group of crows is called a murder, and the Ravens are the mascot for Baltimore's football team, and the crow is not the mascot for Buffalo's football team. And also a raven, a collective group of them, is called an unkindness, and that is the truth. Originally referred to as the common raven, Latin name Corvus Corax, the type species of the genus Corvus, which has a larger distribution than any other species of Corvus, ranging over much of northern hemisphere. That's the thing about ravens that I read on Wikipedia, ravens are different from crows. Ravens are different from crows. Ravens are different from crows. In many ways, I suppose it's important to know ravens are different from crows. And that was the thing about ravens. And now I'm gonna tell you a whole bunch of things about crows. The pied crow is a Central African coast, a South African coast crow. The little crow is an Australian crow. Corvus brachyrhinoceros is an American crow. The Cape Crow's in Eastern and South African Africa. The Northwestern Crow is on the Olympic Peninsula to Southwest Alaska. The Hooded Crow's in Northern Europe, in Europe and Northern Africa. Ravens are different from crows. Ravens are different from crows. These are things absolutely everyone knows. Ravens are different from crows. Those are just some crow things that I know off the top of my head.
Yeah, I could tell it was definitely off the top of your head. Hey, but I will say, like, overall, Chevin, I feel like you're a little different today for some reason.
Yeah.
Like your access to information is based on maybe more years of being alive or maybe a different way that we consume information in the future. I don't know. Just a whim.
Anyway. Yeah, you're probably right.
Anyway. The sound.
We gotta follow it.
Oh, shoot.
What?
Did you bring any snacks?
Oh, no. We gotta go snack up before we pack up.
Yeah, snack up before you pack up. Literally, everyone knows.
Ding, ding. Okay, everyone. Everyone at the Circle K. Roll call. Charlie, that's me. I'm here.
Charlie, if you always go first, it's sort of okay. Like you need to either always go first or like never go first because like you say roll call and then we all wait because it's like I don't know if you're asking for it or you're kicking it off.
Well, Sandra, I'm not sort of
and
sure.
And that's what... the other thing is like I should say my own dang name in the roll call, Sandra.
Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Sandra.
Charlie, I'm here. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Am I always going first? Or am I never going first?
You just asked me if I wanted to start.
I did, and then I forgot it, and I panicked.
I'd like to say that Kimberly is here.
She's so beautiful. Kimberly is also here, yes.
Kimberly is here. Hi.
Hello, and I'm also here. Me, Benjamin.
All right, so listen, I feel like the roll call's over now. Right?
I have restocked the Coca-Cola Zero machine with all of the Coca-Cola Zero products and Orange Fanta.
Okay,
thanks, Benjamin. That was sort of your job. Who's supposed to be in the hot food section?
Okay, so here's like a totally hilarious thing that happened. Is like you said hot foods and you're like, hey, Sandra, will you be on hot foods? And I was like, absolutely. But like then... Honestly, I had like a total moment of does he mean flavor hot or temperature hot? So I did sort of this wild thing where I put all the like hot flaming Cheetos in the hot dog rolling machine.
I sort of see the aftermath bags are sort of that right melting, now.
And it's sort of a big mess.
Sandra, you whimsical spirit, you. You have melted all the flaming hot Cheetos and hot Takis and the Doritos and all of the flaming varieties of Frito-Lay snacks upon the hot dog roller and have made quite a mess. And... quite an invention. Benjamin, you're so weird. I like you, dude, but God, are you weirder than I thought you were gonna be.
And then, like, what was hard for me is that I was on I was on cold food.
Oh, boy, I shudder to think, Kimberly, what happened? Hold on. First of all, let me just jump ahead. I'm gonna assume you put the cold flavor things in the cold space, but I actually can only think of one flavor thing that has cold in its name.
What's that?
Because the Cool Ranch Doritos. I see you've put the Cool Ranch Doritos are in the refrigerator.
Okay, yeah, that was where my list ended too. Honestly, I saw what Sandra was doing. I thought it was fun, and I wanted to do the same thing. But then I realized that there's not as many cool flavored things as there are, you know, hot flavored things. So my sort of misinterpretation of that moment was not as clear or sort of whimsical as when
I
Sandra
did a similar thing. Oh boy, yes, I was in charge of the Coke Zero machine. and the red box DVD rental machine. And I've put all the red foods inside of the red box DVD rental machine. Wait, like the Mountain Dew Code Red? Yes. And the red vines? Also yes. And the tamale? Yeah, all of the food. If the color of the food is red, the Red Bull, anything with red in the color or the name, I have put in to the machine. And that is also some of the things that melted in the hot food section, which were also red.
And then honestly, Chevin, at this point, I just feel like no one's going to come check us out because they have this talk in the corner every day for like hours.
So why are we supposed to, like, we got to ring up the food somehow.
I know I want to like leave money, but like nobody will come over here to check us out.
They're and, having like, some sort of like convocation. Honestly, that group of four is extremely interesting to me. Like,
yeah, I know.
If we had the time, I would really dive down and see, like, what the they got going
on
over
there. I'm, like, tempted to go over there just so we can, like, watch a little bit more. Because this feels like some sort of living room drama.
I think they might be on a sort of, like, side adventure. I mean, I'd love to just sort of, like, check back with them later and see what they've gotten for now. But for now, let's just leave $20, which is definitely more than the amount of snacks we've taken.
Yeah, especially sort of, like, in 1981.
Oh, gosh, yes. It's a good thing that your dad runs the local hydroelectricity plant ahead of its time.
Well, that's right. Okay.
You're a rich little boy, Dustin. Not little. You're the same as me.
Well, shall we?
We shall.
Uh-oh. It's starting to drizzle a little bit. That's going to make hearing that harder or easier?
Harder. It's going to sound wet. What happens to a sound when it gets wet?
Some sounds get bigger, and some sounds get muffled.
You're so smart. I guess you never know. Like, what is sound even?
Whoa. What is sound even? Honestly, I was outside of my older brother's bedroom door when he was having his birthday sleepover. They're like 15 and 16, and they were like saying all kinds of stuff like, what is sound even? What is sound even? And do I hear sound the same way that you do? And if you told me that was a sound, but I heard it differently when I was around, did that sound make the same sound when you were here and gone? That's just something I'm thinking on. That's just something I'm thinking on.
Something you're thinking on. Whoa, similarly, I was hanging out outside my big brother's room. It was so sublime. And he was talking with all of his friends, and they were like, what even is time? And I was like, whoa, I never thought about it, thinking of time in a linear sense. But then time travel, and also the universe is bending, and it doesn't make sense. That's just something I'm thinking on. That's just something I'm thinking on.
That's something you're
thinking on.
And if I told you that the water in the ocean used to look like the color of wine because they didn't used to have the name called blue, we've developed that color over time. And like, if you don't have names for numbers, then you can't count only some few and many. And why are we still making the penny?
Why are we making
that's
the penny?
That's just something I'm thinking on. That's just something I'm thinking on.
It's honestly way too long. The penny should have been gone. That's just something I'm thinking on. And also the nickel. And honestly also the dime. When it comes to anything that's less than a quarter, who the hell even has time? And what is time?
What is sound? Is my sound.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The same when you aren't around, that you're something I'm thinking of.
Something you're thinking of.
Now, shh.
That's it.
Do you hear it? There it is, even through the drizzly rain.
It sounds like it's getting closer. Will they find the thing that they're listening to that's getting closer right now? What is happening with those four interesting teens at the Circle K? Are we traveling through time and in a memory? Will Chevin get a gift for his son on his son's birthday? Find out when we return to the second half of...
The gift from before! Sorry, from before. That emphasis was wrong. The gift from before.
The musical. We'll be right back after this.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals. Anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Welcome back. When we last left, a small boy named Chevin was in the past with his friend Duncan. Four teens were really having a hard time with stocking food at the Circle K. And a boy was waiting for a birthday present from his father that may never come because his father is trapped in the past. But what will happen when we find out right now at the second half of The Gift from Before?
Okay. And then, okay. Oh, here. If I hold on to this branch, I can kind of shimmy down this gully. Oh, we made it.
Wait, is that it?
Sounds like it. I still don't see anything, but we made it to the creek bed, somewhere I've only dreamed of going, but my mom said it was too far, and my brother told me I didn't have the nerve to get to.
Oh, didn't have the nerve to get to the creek bed?
Yeah, he told me I didn't have the nerve to get to the creek bed.
I mean, the creek bed isn't... I mean, like, I never thought of the creek bed as being a scary place, but I guess it is pretty far, and it does take a lot of nerve to go pretty far.
It takes a lot of nerve to go far, and also, you know... If a bunch of rain comes, this water can swell at a fast rate, and
oh,
it can whip
true.
You down, and you won't you won't really be ready for it because you'll be like, it's just a little baby creek, and then you'll get in there, and suddenly, whoosh, there you go.
Creeks grow up so fast.
Grow up so fast.
I wonder if they sort of cherish the time they have as creeks, or if it's just like wasted on the creek. Creek is wasted on the creek before it becomes a raging river. Too soon. The storm is just a drizzle before it's a monsoon. And the tadpole, squiggly little tiny guy, has legs before he even knew. Youth is wasted on the young. It ends too soon, too soon.
And a little tiny wisp of fog is just that before it's a cloud. And a whisper's a whisper before it's a shout that's loud. And a tiny caterpillar has to eat its fill before it's a butterfly. But it all flies by.
Tadpole, before he is a frog, spends an awkward moment somewhere in between. He has legs that he can walk with and a squiggly wiggly tail if he's not quite ready yet to leave the stream.
I know what you're saying, and every thought it's been still.
Chicken, chickening around in the coop.
Too soon, too soon. A chick becomes a chicken, not just me and you. Growing up too soon.
Hold on to your youth, it goes by too soon. Huh. I just had a thought.
Okay.
It's important now, as children,
which
not
we are,
buying, to have things that reinforce the fact that we are children, right? Like, if I was an adult, what are things adults love? Cars, refrigerators,
money, power,
money, refrigerator magnets,
control,
power,
stability,
control, stability.
Savings. 401k.
Yes,
vacations.
I was going to say.
Vacations and also travel.
Vacations
sometimes
and
different.
Also travel. Book
clubs.
What's the thing called when you can write it off?
A tax write-off.
Tax write-offs. They like...
Portfolios.
Two for one.
Two for ones.
Two
yeah.
for ones.
Adults love two for ones.
Adults love two for ones. Carpool lanes. But yeah, my mom will like stop dead in her tracks. Okay, can I tell you something? We were at the Pete's Cup.
coffee, getting a roast latte. She just wanted one latte. It really wasn't a latte. And then she saw a bag of unground coffee beans, and she didn't want it at first, but it wasn't what it seems. It was a two for one, a two for one. And my mom thought that was super fun. She loved that two for one. It was a two for one. And my mom thought that was super fun.
Oh yeah, I was with my mom and we needed some dish soap, but that dish soap brand that she really likes, they didn't have the one that she normally buys. But then she thought, oh, this other one I've sometimes bought. And then she thought, no, maybe still no, not. But then she thought, oh, what a deal I got. It was a two for one, and so we used the one that she'd never used before. Because a two for one,
she was a two for one.
Before she didn't want none of it, son, but now she did, cause it's a two for one.
It was a two for one, she got a two for one. And your mom thought that was super fun.
He loved that two for one. Dad loved that two for one. When I'm an adult, I'm gonna get me one. Not just two, maybe some. I'm gonna get me a two for one.
Adults love a two for one.
They sure do.
What are we talking? Oh, right. So that's things adults like.
That's but what they like.
That's what they like. All of those
that's
things.
That's what they like.
That's what they like. Two for ones. Light bulbs that last a long time.
They love it when the bulbs last a long time, and they say, why is the light on upstairs? Nobody's there. Because they love when the bulbs last a long time and you can't have them on upstairs. Who left the closet light on all day while they were at school? That's
what I want to know. The closet was closed. Even if you were home, you weren't in the closet.
You didn't need your closet light on. I'm an adult and I'm mad because I couldn't get a light bulb that lasted a long time.
Boop, boop, boop. I had to get a light bulb that went out real quick and I'm mad. And why is the thermostat set to 72 degrees?
And you know what? I did appreciate it when the gas and electric company dropped off those complimentary high efficiency bulbs, but mm-hmm. they didn't fit into the lamp that I
want. I had to get a new lamp to fit the high efficiency bulbs that I got for free from the city of Los Angeles that last a long time, so that I don't have to worry about my ding-dong kids leaving the light on in the closet when they leave the house and they leave the thermostat on at 72 degrees. That's what adults like.
That's what they're like, and that's what they like.
It's what they like, it's what they like. They like it, and they're like it. But.
But.
Kids. Kids love leaving the light on in the closet.
Yeah, we
love
do.
The light bulbs that burn bright and go out fast and make that sound, and then you take the light bulb out and you shake it and it's like a bad maraca
and it's kind of hot and you're like,
ooh, hot, and you're like, ooh,
fun.
But it's a little dangerous. Put
your finger through a flame.
Yeah and we love putting out flames by spitting on our fingers and then grabbing the candle real fast, and it
That's
goes
right.
out and leaves that black stuff on your fingers. We don't like refrigerators and 401ks and refrigerator magnets and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and so the
we definitely
lesson
don't like refrigerator magnets, because what's the point of them?
The lesson that I think I'm back here to learn.
Help! Oh my gosh, I'm in this creek that became a river!
No, never mind. There's someone in the creek!
Help me, you guys! Help me! This was a great team building exercise, but now I'm in this creek! creek. Oh, no.
She's stuck in... our friend Sandra is stuck in a creek, and we don't have the skills to save her unless we work together as a team.
Benjamin, thank you for bringing us up to speed. What do you have to say about this, Charlie?
And I think that we have to save Sandra, otherwise I'll never be able to tell her how I feel.
How do you feel? What do you mean? What do you mean? How do you feel?
No, I'm gonna save you first. Oh, I guess, wait, maybe this is our last moment. I'm gonna throw... Hold on. Throw me that red vine, Benjamin. Tie all the red vines together. Tie them into a rope. A vine of red vines.
And Wells, you begin. All loud with some Slim Jims. Some Slim Jims and tie it off to a tree.
And I will drink a Red Bull and give a Red Bull to you. If you drink a Red Bull, there's nothing you won't be able to do.
And all together, we can save the day with things we took from the Circle K.
Should interact. Do they need help from you?
The only thing I can think of is for us to help guide their way. Maybe making a sound where their friend is so they don't lose her at the end of the day.
Oh, what?
What?
What's
Where's she go? I can't find her.
Where is she? Where is she?
Where is she?
Where is she?
What's that over there?
Oh my gosh.
Who's making that noise? Destin, you're not gonna believe this.
What?
I figured out how to make the noise with my mouth, and it carries through sound even when the sound is wet. Listen, this is my voice.
My friend is making that sound! My friend is making that sound! And it's where I am! It's where I am!
And you will hold on to the red vines, secured by the Slim Jim. And the Red Bull gave us the power to do this rescue on a whim. And Sandra, I'm pulling you back like a fishing reel. And now I can tell you how I feel.
Okay.
You are the circle that surrounds us all. You're a convenient food location, usually found adjacent to a mall. You are the thing I couldn't live without today.
I am yours.
You are my
Circle K.
Love is afoot at the Circle K.
Oh, I can't believe it. I suppose now is as good a time as ever. Kimberly, I'm in love with your big brother, Jason.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can make
Pass it along to him.
Well,
but
I don't know.
Subtle about it.
I'll try. Okay,
be
yeah,
subtle.
I think you guys will be a good pair. No, I'll try. I think you'll be a good pair.
Thank you.
I'll have to see.
Hey, Chevin?
Yeah, Dustin?
I don't want this to sound rude. And maybe I shouldn't have even said that. Maybe I should just, like, done it with my tone.
This is a safe space. If you think this is gonna sound rude, and if it's something that I think you should maybe, like, do some introspection on later, I'll let you know.
Thanks, man. You're kind of, disappearing into mist.
Into smoke. Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. And, Dustin, this is gonna be hard to understand. I don't think that any of this was real in the sense that it was in linear time. But if we've learned anything, it's that the concept of time blows my mind. So this was real in the sense that we all learned. And the memory
memories that we have and the bridges we didn't burn.
It was something you were thinking on. It was something you were thinking on. About a moment in past time that now is gone.
It was something I was thinking on. It was something I was thinking on. But yes, now I'm turning to smoke and soon I will be gone. And you will be gone. But we will both go on. That's just something I've been thinking on.
Hey. Can I help you?
Oh, you're that witch that turned into... Oh, I'm back. I have my adult man voice again.
May I help you? Perhaps I could direct you to some of the goods that are in the store rather than that magnet from before.
Yes.
Oh, perhaps...
This magnet in this vending machine that I bought for $12. Well, I'm going to give it to my adult best friend, Dustin. I think he'll like it a lot.
Yes, magnets are something that adults like.
They love to put them on refrigerators. But children? Children like Bakugan. They like
very good.
Surprise eggs.
Yes, they and like, videos of adults unwrapping them.
They like unboxing.
All sorts of things.
Like Let's Play videos on YouTube. And they like things that give them a sense of childhood and wonder. Things that aren't asking them to grow up too soon. Things that allow them to be children.
And here's the thing. We'll never fully understand why they like to watch videos of other children playing with toys.
Why don't they just play the toys with themselves?
That was not our experience. But the point is, that's their childhood.
I guess I should let my son watch someone else play Hearthstone, card game that is free that he can have. I've seen him down. Doesn't matter. Listen.
Children love playing in creeks and bogs.
Gosh.
And children love playing with wooden frog.
What's this? This wooden... Oh, $22. Wait, what's this red sticker on this $22 sign? My God. All red stickers are a 2-for-1? This wooden frog is a 2-for-1?
2 frogs for the price of 1!
I found the perfect gift for my son, my darling boy. He'll enjoy this wooden frog. It won't make him annoyed. And I'll enjoy the savings before the day is done. Because this wooden frog was a 2-for-1. I love a 2-for-1 almost as much as I love my little son. And there's one thing that I am sure. This is a gift I never, ever, ever would have got before.
But what sound does it make?
Oh, we'll never know. Oops, sorry, it ended before we found out the name and the sound.
It ended too soon. Just like how a creek becomes a river. That was the gift from B4. This is the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach.
That one's Jess. Thank you, Scott Passarella. Thank you, Brett Morris. Thank you, Dana Wickens. Thank you, all of you, for listening. This is Off Book 3.5, The Brave New World of Off Book. If you like the show, tell your friends and be kind and good to each other and affect social change. Black Lives Matter. Obviously, you know that we think that way, but let's say it out loud.
My gosh, Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Please get uncomfortable, but also take care of yourself.
learn.
Yeah, right now PodSwag is doing a thing where I believe Stitcher is donating all of the proceeds from PodSwag to various good causes. So if you're looking for a time to buy off-book merch, that is an extra fun benefit.
Yeah, just to get serious for 1 second, I'll say I think that we sometimes talk about our show as escapism or distraction, and I'll say I think of it maybe as more of a rest. So don't distract, don't escape, but you can rest. And we love you so much, and thank you for being with us.
We do, and we thank you for being patient with us as we very much learn about things that we can improve on as well. You've been such like a wonderful open community, fostering a spirit of growth, and we love that about you. And yeah, that's kind of
that's it.
That's it.
That's
it. We love
it.
You all.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if a wooden frog isn't around,
you'll never know what is the sound.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.